This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Bradley King, ADC number 518515. The board members that are present today are the Honorable Neil Rittenhouse, Honorable Michael Johnson, Honorable Louis Canonis, and my name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. So Mr. King is 52 years old, and he is serving a 11 and a quarter year sentence for theft, which began on September 4, 2011. Mr. King is asking for reduction of time served, which would be approximately 4 years. His current CSED is December 7, 2022. And if this reduction is granted, he would be eligible for release now. Mr. King believes that his sentence is excessive, and he has apparently exhausted any relief through appeal, so he is now seeking a commutation. Mr. King lists the theft of 2 bicycles of the offense that resulted in the sentence. He explained it as he and a friend were in a parking lot of the Fry's Electronics, and they saw 2 bicycles, decided they wanted them, and took them off the back of the van, and drove away with them. And that was his explanation of the offense. He was tried and convicted of burglary third degree, theft from the Fry's Electronics was what the burglary was for. He and a friend went in with the intention of stealing items, so they charged him and convicted him of burglary. The theft was of the 2 bicycles, which were taken off the back of a van by cutting a table that locked them on there. And the burglary tools were bolt cutters used to steal the bikes. He also had been convicted of 3 prior felonies when he was sentenced, so it was all aggravated. He also escaped from probation after a prior prison sentence. So with the totality of the offenses he was tried and convicted on, and the fact that he is serving only an 11 and a quarter year sentence for theft, I'm looking at the theft, it was listed as a presumptive of 6.5 and a max of 16.5. So with the, and also he had rejected 3 plea agreements prior to the trial. Two were each for 6.5 years, and then 1 was for 7 years. He rejected those before he went to trial. With the totality of the crimes, the previous convictions, the fact that he had absconded from parole in the past, all that put together, I don't feel that 11 and a quarter year sentences are all excessive. But I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members, if you would.
Thank you.
Okay, so based on all the information today, I am going to move to not move Mr. Bradley King forward to account in Phase 2 commutation hearing at this time. And that would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canonis, agreed by Mr. Johnson as Rittenhouse. And I believe that will end our hearing.